basement.
Yo, 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 what's good, everybody?
What up, man?
What's poppin', man? How you been, bro?
Good, man. Good. Good. How about you?
Chilling, man. Chilling.
Getting in there.
Yeah, man. We been a minute since we talked about doing shorter shows so we could do it more frequently and yeah.
We did a short show and never came back.
That was like what, a month ago? But yeah, man, we're gonna try to fix that shit. Yeah, man. Shouts to everybody that's up in the chat, man. Checking out the new format, man. And yeah, that's what we here to talk about, man, for this episode. Because I had one person question me, was like, yo, did, you know, the defile, something happened? Because it's only, you know, 30 minutes or whatever. And they was like, I was like, nah, man, it's not an accident, bro. You know, you get used to downloading a fucking half a gig or whatever the fucking, whatever the old shits used to be.
I know.
We changing, man. That's what we talking about this episode, man, is evolution and over 10 years now, man.
It's, 10 years.
You know, we've gone through changes. Lots of changes, man. You've been getting nostalgic and shit. Been killing me over here, man. I've been at work like, man.
It's been killing me because, you know, we never did like a 10-year anniversary show. And it passed. October came and went. And we had an idea to go to A3C and all that shit. And we were going to push it off, whatever. And I think, you know, I started going back and looking at like Hood Hype and like the website at Hood Hype's been dying, which for new listeners, we used to be the Hood Hype show up until 2 years ago. And we have a whole history and there's a whole bunch of stuff that a lot of newcomers don't know about us.
Mm-hmm.
But we've done like so much. I get mad because I feel like we were touching so much and didn't take advantage of it at the time because now we're older, 10 years older, and learned so much, and in retrospect, missed so much. And I think what's cool, though, is now, after going back, I was, you know, going back and forth with you and, like, looking at it and saying, you know, we used to have so much fun.
Yeah,
like,
man.
And it became work. Like, the past year or 2 years, it became work. And I take most, all of the blame for constantly trying to turn this into, like, this big, polished production, and really
there's no blame to taking that though, bro. I mean, before man, you sitting there falling on your sword and shit, there ain't no need for that, man. I mean, like, let's take a quick revisit down memory lane, man. You posted the one picture that I forgot how raw that shit really was.
What
man
picture is that?
The fucking one where we started the first basement episode, man, where we recorded over there on what was that shit? Was it blocks, saw blocks,
saw horses, and
saw horse. I mean, shit was and it's like that was, you know, stressful as a motherfucker. It was the first time I, you know, ever been recorded trying to talk or anything. Yeah. And it was just me. Hey, what's good? Welcome to hoodhype.com. I go by the name Major, and y'all gonna be chilling with me as we bring you hoodhype.com episode number one. Hey, before I get off into this music though, let me give you a little bit of a breakdown about what Hood Hype is all about. To keep it short, Hood Hype is about bringing y'all the hottest underground talent. There's a whole bunch of cats out there that's unsigned. Some of them might be signed to a little indie label or whatever, but they're making a bunch of hot shit, but y'all don't get to hear it because these cats don't have any major deal. So that's where Hood Hype come into the picture. We're going to try to change that up a little bit for y'all and get these cats some exposure.
You know what I'm saying? But the shit was fun because it was something new, and we was like, yeah, let's just see where it can go, man.
Right.
But dude, I mean, a lot of that, you pushing the envelope and like trying to constantly improve, man, led to some great shit.
Yeah, we do. Right.
Yeah, don't forget that.
So. I'll take that.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's, here's the thing, like, just to be 100% transparent with it, we reached, if you look at it like a graph, if you look at like our life versus the show, and there reached a point where I think it was like Shade 45 was starting to get really huge with the All Out show. Angela Yee was climbing up the ladder. Like, Shade 45 was like the place to be for hip hop at one point, you know, that in Hot 97. And we started doing like the promotion with them, and I started digging more and like started submitting stuff to their program director people. And like, I remember there was a day where I talked to you and I said, I just found out these dudes are making 60 grand a year. And they're like one of the hottest shows out. And they're making 60 grand a year. And I and you and I are looking at each other and like, to be honest, we can make more than that on our day jobs.
Yeah.
We can make a lot more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where do we go with it then? What do we do? Because we can't do this shit for a living. So then it was like, let's make a goal of like following the dream of fuck it. You know, no rules. Let's just go.
Mm-hmm.
And but there was no set plan, and we just started like, we started just going and going and going and going. And I think it was the shit I was talking to you about earlier. Mm-hmm. The goal was, how do we get paid off of this? At least, how do we get, like, how can we get it to where doing this can, like, we can get paid enough to where it offsets, you
know. See, I think the money, I think and the money came because of the time spent, man. The amount of effort going into it, it was, like you said, it was becoming work.
But the return on investment was not worth it.
Like, no.
I mean, after 10 years, we pulled in a couple G's, but it was not worth the return on investment.
Yes and no.
I'm saying monetarily.
Yeah, monetarily,
as far as life goes, dude, this show has been everything as far as my life goes. And I know it's affected you in a huge way, public speaking, all that shit.
Yeah, no doubt.
But, like, dude, Spin Magazine.
All our listeners know, man, go check out the March issue of Spin Magazine. And if you go to that Spin Essentials section, and you're going to see your boys, hoodhype.com, up in there. So we're doing it big, man. They, you know, feeling what we're doing. So go out there and pick up that issue if y'all haven't.
Vibe Magazine, VH1 Hip Hop Honors.
First and foremost, man, we've been nominated, and we fucking proud of it. We out here beating the internet up, letting everybody know that we nominated for a VH1 Hip Hop Honors Award.
Best underground hip hop site.
Exactly.
Yep.
We out there. We got some competition, though, man. Going up against some other big shows.
The fucking collab we did with Angela Yee and Shade 45.
Shade 45 in the morning. It's Angela Yee, and we are in here. It's a Tuesday, so you know we have Don't Quit Your Day Job. We have a special edition today. Now, these two guys who are going to be on Don't Quit Your Day Job actually won a contest on hoodhype.com. They won the listener's choice.
We did A3C two times. Like, we were going to have our own thing at South by Southwest 1 year until we both came down with fucking HIV.
Man, that's the worst shit ever, too, man. I'm still pissed about that.
Oh, I am too, man. There's still dents in my wood floor upstairs from me throwing shit that day.
For real?
Yeah.
Man, man.
That's crazy. But I guess what I'm getting at, I'm sorry for droning on. The thing that's killing me is, like, when I go back to it, it's like, when were we most successful? Let me go listen to the show. Fuck all the other stuff. Let me listen to the show. And what we were doing was having a blast, and we didn't care. Like, one of the big things was, I remember saying Oriental, and you guys were like, wait a fucking second. And you guys went off on me. And like,
Pharrell's politically incorrect ass corrected you, which was hilarious. Because that motherfucker then probably said more offensive shit than anybody else on the history of, you know, the Hood Hype Show or shit, you name it, man. But that was so, that shit was comedy.
But that type of stuff happened all the time. I think we were at our peak when we were having the most fun. I think that's a conclusion that we were coming to, was like, why are we taking this so serious?
Because it was kind of like organized chaos in some ways, man. It was like we had notes. There was some structure, but we really didn't give a fuck at the end of the day. It was just like, all right, we're just going to go drink, and we're going to get on the mic, and we're going to have fun with it.
Yep.
And we're going to listen to tunes.
I guess that's the point of this episode is, you know, I've got emails like, where are people? What's going on? What are you guys dead? What's happening? And it's like, the whole thing was, it's trying to get back to where we started. Go back to the roots of it all.
Full circle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it just got lost. I mean, it got lost. We had kids. Over this 10 years, man, we had kids. People died. You know, a lot of shit has happened over this 10
years.
Loved
ones, everything during that whole duration.
It's been a crazy 10 years. And I was thinking back, and I apologized to my wife recently about it. It was really fucked up. You know, she was 9 months pregnant when we were recording at your house. I go and stay there till 3 a.m. I remember one specific morning, Josh is sincere because he was there.
Mm-hmm.
But I stayed there till 3 or 4 a.m. and drove back in like 12 inches of snow when my wife was like 8 or 9 months pregnant. And I could have crashed or some shit. She could have went into labor and I was an hour away. That was how much the show meant. And you were doing the same shit.
I did the same shit when Julius came along. Yeah. I mean,
we were doing the same shit, and that's how committed we were. And we weren't getting paid. Nothing that we didn't roll right back into the show. We never like pocketed anything. So the whole idea is to get back to it.
Now that's good shit, man. Good shit. Let's jump to some tracks. We can talk about where we've been at recently.
Yeah.
And we can talk about where we're going to go from here, right?
Yeah.
And this is some shit, man. This is a dude. Yeah, we're still waiting for the interview. Like, we've been on hold for a while. Nah, not that one. Yeah, shit, there's a couple. Yeah, there's a couple motherfuckers, man.
Who would it be?
This guy, he's a little closer to home, which makes it even more annoying.
Shit.
And at one point, we was like, what, 30 feet away from him?
Oh, it's outside.
He sent somebody across the room. Instead of walking his black ass across the room to say,
you know, he was like, stop your show and come over to me.
Yeah, that shit was so stupid. Oh, I just, hold on, man. I got to
go ahead.
I'm
no,
still, this, and I know it's an old story. Y'all already know. But come on, dog.
No, just reiterate for people who didn't listen to the show.
Yo, it took longer for that motherfucker to send his yes man across the room to say, he's here, but he's not going to do the interview.
Yep.
Yeah, we could have had him on for like 2 minutes. It could have been super brief.
No,
man.
I think there was a. I think there was politics shit with Slum Village going on at the time, though.
Was
remember?
It really?
Yeah, remember? Because he dipped out of the group at that point.
Yeah, well, man, fuck all
so,
that.
No, but like we for people who don't know, like A3C, it was the first time I went to A3C Hip Hop Festival,
mm-hmm.
and we were supposed. Elzai was one of our lead interviewers. He was one of the big ones that we were going to interview.
Yeah.
And we'd already tried to schedule interview twice before on the phone.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, he's not a signed dude. He's talented, but he's not a signed dude.
Yeah, he
dude.
Wasn't signed. We had some motherfuckers stop by. Man, we had Rook from Justice League came through, was playing games, did an interview. What's my man, dude? The motherfucker from Texas that scared everybody. The big motherfucker. What's my man's name?
Killer
Caleone.
Killer Caleone.
Came through, man, like... He had the fucking entourage, was deep in the motherfucker. I mean, it was people was in the spot. So it's not like we wasn't doing shit. It's like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, what's home team, man? It's Michigan.
Yep.
Come on.
And then so the interview was supposed to come up, and some dude comes over. I think it was his manager, Jay Barber, comes over and says, hey, man, you know, not going to be able to make it. He's going to go on stage, blah, 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 blah.
But he's right there.
But
that's
then,
so stupid.
But then it was like 15 minutes later, he brought the motherfucker to the side of our stage and said, he's waving at me while we're in the middle of the fucking show.
Yeah.
I walk over to him and he's like, yeah, I just wanted to introduce you to Elzai. You know, he's not going to be on the show, but I just wanted to introduce. I was like, man, don't
why?
Fucking treat me like a fan. I'm trying to like reciprocate business here, man. Fuck you. I'm out. You know, I'm done.
Elzai.
You know what?
Or you want
to
hold up?
No, I talked to him. He came over to the side of the bar over here. They backed out.
They're out of there?
Yeah, he's done. So he said we could catch him backstage maybe after his show at 9, but...
All right, well, that's what it is, man. We about to play Detroit State of Mind, though, man. Michigan is deep down here. Shouts to Atlanta. Been digging the city, man. Think about moving out this motherfucker.
Detroit
shit is lovely, man. That's what's up. Hoodhype.com, live from the Game of Slime.
Frustrated.
No, I don't want
to
play
say
it.
The fucking least. But I like the dude's music. But you know what, though, man? This song, man, this shit called Introverted. Maybe that's him. Because it was a lot of people.
Maybe you could put it on his manager. It might not be him.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
It's just because he had people playing video. Maybe that wasn't his scene, man. Maybe he's, you know, needs to be in a quiet space.
Yeah.
Who knows? But I fuck with this song, man. This is Introverted. This is off Lead Poison, which just recently dropped, man. So we still supporting you, bro.
What up, though?
Yeah, man. We in the basement. We'll be back in a second.
Stumbled on top of Rocky Road, but Glocks reload. Me and my ego box, we throw punches. He knocked me cold off my toes and heels. If I was on my feet, I wouldn't have chosen cheap frozen meals and overdraft accounts over closing deals. My life's a cinema. I'm just now exposing reels. But why would they want me to blow? They know when explosion kills. What's behind enemy lines? They get plenty rewinds, infinity times, infinite infinity signs. You got some shit, but wait till mine's drop. It's priceless. It can't be caught by a pawn shop. You wish we could mind swap. This grown man put his destiny in his own hand, dreaming our own land while struggling with his phone plan. And I'm just trying to pick up on my calling by eyeballing what it takes to feel like a giant versus the sky falling. You're bound to fall if you walk before you try crawling. The same as not having things in your name looking fly balling. Dear fans, I wrote this around empty beer cans in the mix, getting twisted like engineer hands with mere grins and outdated gear brands. After every year spans, another tear lands. I had to disappear. It's probably something y'all don't wish to hear.
I'm just putting you up on game like whispering all in my little sister ear, finding pics inside an unfixed brassiere. Cause on a low, I had to stand before a judge. I caught a charge, not a foul is at my peel's fingertips like a manicure, and it's more. I'm stressed when by far I'm surely grating, cause I eat when I'm depressed. I'm so sorry for the way. Cause I eat when I'm depressed, I'm so sorry. Hey yo, this had to be the intro. Word it. For anyone that's feeling intro. Verdict. Hey yo, this had to be the intro. Word it. Out for anyone feeling intro. Verdict.
Yo. Man, dog, that's a short ass song, man. But God, man, that sample, man, that take me back to that. That's some '90s shit. You know what I mean? That shit is
jazzy. I don't know what you call that. Dude, man.
It's that acid jazz, man. That sound like it would have been like Ronnie Laws or like Lonnie Liston Smith or some shit.
Of course you would say that. Of course you would.
Yeah, you know all the old good samplables. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. But yo, man. So here recently, I mean, people probably noticed it's the second show we done. And there's no third chair, so yeah. I don't, you know.
Here's the thing. Mola One's not around right now, and people have emailed. I've got a couple emails, you know, and I seen a couple tweets where someone was asking, you know, why was he in the last episode, and was he going to be on tonight? It has nothing to do with Major. A lot of it is because, to put it bluntly, I have personality differences with the dude, and that's it. I mean, we have personality differences, and nobody's right or wrong. We have disagreements, and it's not him.
I don't think it's shit that can't be worked out, though. But it's just it's right where we're at in this moment in time,
right?
Yeah,
and that's not saying that, you know, he won't be back. Nobody knows what the future holds, and I'm not gonna sit here and say the door's fucking closed to anybody. That's not up to me to make that decision.
Shit never is, man. Our shit always open.
Yeah. So, who knows? I mean, I don't know. But like I said, personality differences. Maybe one day we can get that shit figured out and you'll see him in the next episode or something. I can't tell you that. But, and the other thing too is another one that actually sent someone an email recently was asking about Fro. You know, whatever happened with Fro? Like, what's the story with Fro? And a lot of people, you know, people who are new to the show may not realize, you know, that there was a point where Major, when we were doing Hood Hype, Major actually had to step away for a while. It was like a good year. And yeah, wasn't it, man, about a year?
It was a year. It was like a shit. I'm trying to think of when it happened, man. Like, I mean, I know my mom had passed. And
I think it was February to
there's
February.
There's some other shit going on. It was too much, man. Life got too heavy. So, I had to take a breather.
But you had stuff. You had a lot of shit going on in your life at the time. It was complicated. And then I think, bro, you grew up with him. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was like, okay, so he's looking at it like, okay, so I'm with this in the situation where I've known Mac for 7 years and off and on, like we only hung out during the show and after shows a whole lot, you know, outside of that, we weren't hanging out a whole bunch aside from when I'd come and
occasionally we hit the bar or something, or we'd go to some,
but I didn't have the festival or event. I guess what I'm saying is I love Fro to death. I just don't.
No, you didn't have a history with him.
I don't have the history with him.
Yeah.
And so, like, I think what happened when we did the relaunch and Mola One was hosting and it was me, Fro, and Mola One, we did like a couple episodes and Fro just, it wasn't fitting for him at the time, you know, and he had to like step back. And I think right now the dude's like happy as shit. Like, he's busy. He's got stuff going on in his life. You know, he's got a career and and so, I mean, like I said, doors never close, and he might pop in. You never know. Like, he could pop in at any time, just like Mola One could. And it's never a closed door. It's just sometimes people have differences. It's the human condition, you know?
Yeah.
So
no doubt, man.
So that's it. But we evolve from here, right?
Yeah.
We move forward. And we progress and we have fun. And that's the number one thing that I want to get back to is I remember we'd have nights where we'd be falling out of our chairs onto the floor, crying in tears, laughing. That's where it was magic. That's what we
get back to that shit.
Yeah.
I hear you, man.
So
yeah, that was some dumb ass moments, man. Like some shit.
Like what are some that you remember?
Yeah, because I was always serious, man. I mean, but there's times, man, y'all motherfuckers, man, especially like late in the show, You know, I mean, shit. Was it the Mickey's night?
We gotta get relaxed real quick, though, man. Shit's starting to get heated.
Rap gang, bang, 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 sucker. I'm chilling with the homeboys, Major J Mac and Fro, man. And I smell son Pope.
Yeah.
What's that goddamn stash box, man?
Drink alcohol.
Yeah. Uh-oh. We got some crazy shit today, man.
Shout out to Cinco de Mayo.
Yes, sir. Because we still got to celebrate, man.
We need some liquor. So here's the thing. When you're in the hood, you can't always afford Patron and the best sweet and sour mix. So what we're doing is we're making a hood-a-rita today.
Man.
The first thing we have is a giant pitcher of lemon-lime Kool-Aid.
Wow.
All right.
Shouts
all right.
to Kool-Aid. Keep in mind, man, he mixed this shit under my watchful
eye. This is your supervision, nigga. Yeah. I'm putting it
I'm vouching for it.
I wanted to put in a half a cup of sugar. Major said, no.
Actually.
Well, whole cup. Bro bought the El Zarco tequila. We got to throw some beer in this one.
All right, right.
What'd you get, man? Did you get some Tecate?
We got some Mickey's.
Oh! That is a 4-0 of mix.
What's Mexican about Mickey's?
It doesn't matter. It's
green.
Liquor.
Like their flags. Like their flag.
You could have got some Modelo.
That's Irish. You're an asshole.
Put a white guy in charge of the beer and look what we get. Jesus.
It's a conspiracy.
You got a problem with it?
That's
I love it. That ain't that bad.
It's better than some shit we pulled out of the stash box.
Man, that shit ain't bad.
Hey, nigga, get the blankets ready.
Shout out to the Hood-a-ritas.
Blankets, pillows, all of that shit.
$20, man, you're going to get like 8 people drunk for this shit.
Oh, my. This ain't going good.
Man,
bro.
The recipe all up on the blog,
dude. Man.
And I have Beef Eaters was another moment where it just got carried away, man. So I wish I had a fucking sound effects queued up right now, man. Because that shit was so...
I mean, it's a lot of Patron that gets cracking.
Yeah.
I mean, that's documented.
Yeah.
He said made men drink Beef Eaters.
What is that shit? Cause I didn't see it on the shelf.
Beef Eaters, nigga. That's some good
shit. What is it? I know it's a drink, but what is it?
Gin.
It's gin?
It's gin, or if you're Benzino, it's the booty hole. If you're a made man, you might like it with chocolate on your Beef Eater. Pause.
He said,
yo, I'm about to double up on y'all while we discuss Beef Eaters. Bro is back. Thank God.
I'm drowning in the bad water.
Yo, this Prime MC, y'all, F97.
Stupid, man.
That
but
was bro. When we came back from the bit, okay, so we did the.
Who's the one with Homieha?
Homieha.
Call that shit. I need to holler at you, baby.
Oh, shit.
LQP.
The countdown is on, man.
Yo!
What's good?
Hi, this is Homieha.
Hi, Homieha.
Hi.
Is this a girl?
Yeah, that's a dude.
Yeah.
No, this
that is not a girl. No, yeah, that's a dude. Yo, stop playing. Quit playing.
This is Homieha.
Yo, you are a man.
Homieha.
Oh, no. Wait. Homieha says it ain't her. It ain't her.
Hey, I'm going to have some sesame chicken and I got
oh! Oh! Oh, shit.
Hey, that was good.
You're wow. Funny. That was classic.
It's Fro. What's up?
Wait there.
Where you at, Fro?
I'm down in the nation's penis. Got all these white people around me looking at me crazy now. I'm on the phone with my white nigga over here. Leave me alone.
Where the fuck you at, man?
Don't judge me. I'm a Florida.
No, I know that, but you out in public?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm by the pool. I'm, you know,
did they let you out in public?
This motherfucker, man.
It's funny. We were just talking about you, man. We were talking about... Beef Eaters. And the one thing, how does it go again? No, I'm just kidding.
I just want to restructure your sentences. How are you talking about? You're like Beef Eater.
Do you remember the one when Major answered the phone? He goes, what's good?
What's good? Everything's good. How about you?
Hang on, I'm good.
How you doing? You still there?
Oh, my bad.
What happened?
I fucked it up. Hold
fix
on.
It.
That sucks.
Continue. My
hello?
Bad.
Yo.
No, it's they're not on.
Oh. All right. Well, whoever that was, call
well,
back.
Well, you know what
Did
happens.
You do that on purpose?
No, it was an accident, dude.
Hip hop.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. Dar, that shit is like it don't get no worse. I mean it's terrible.
Yo, leave it.
Let it that go, man.
It's hilarious.
This is a bad inside joke and people can't do this.
And wanna know what? Sometimes it be like that.
That ain't good.
I didn't do it.
What's good with you?
You better not mute this part out. Hey, Mac, a valid answer is nothing.
All right, man.
Vodka, just blame it on the...
Why don't we do this?
All lines is open, man.
We but, take it easy and don't ask what's good. All right, here we go.
All right, man, I got to go to a track.
No, don't go to a track.
During right, these last few months,
I have to.
I yeah, told our country and I told the world, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I need to do, man. This is Smoke Dizzy.
Put that on my...
com at 192.
Put that shit on my soundboard.
We got more music. We'll get to it.
What the fuck? Listen, I'm up.
Shit. And we all lost
that
our shit.
That was the worst.
And that was my aunt. And I don't think we ever said that was my aunt.
No, we never said that. Never. She was trying to be cool to the motherfucker, too, man. That shit was hilarious.
That's what it was. Nothing.
It
what's good with you?
I might have hollered at her. I might have stepped out of pocket for a second.
Oh.
Yeah, that was funny.
Do you have a favorite moment that you can recall off the top of your head?
Man, it's too many to recall. Let me see. I some memorable moments. A3C going out there with y'all.
Yeah, that was fun.
Fucking around. That was mad fun.
You know what was one of the funny moments? I remember somebody who caught Fro off guard because Fro spent a lot of time laughing at his own shit. but somebody who caught you off guard was Bishop Lamont when he made the mayonnaise comment.
Oh, yeah, mayonnaise.
He's like, I need to...
A lot of hedonistic things, a lot of deplorable and animalistic... orgiastic, wow. Yeah. Not even a word, things.
I'm sure the man gravy was flowing.
Definitely.
The man gravy, and then you know what? It was so much going on that I came up with the new thing called mayonnaise.
Oh, man. Mayonnaise. Yeah,
okay. You can't just say some shit like that. You got to explain it.
Them.
What's yeah. mayonnaise?
What's mayonnaise?
What's mayo?
I put Miracle Whip on their faces.
Yes, take that.
Wow. Take that.
Oh, this dude. Wow.
Yeah, that Caribbean sound like it was a jump.
Trying to speak with Bishop Lamont, that shit was dope. Definitely. Definitely. I think the prank calls was the other top five. I could not keep it together. I kept it together as long as I could. And it was, I just started laughing in the person's ear, and they still thought we was going to ride through. That shit was hilarious.
The Denny's one, where the lady, where he was like... He was like, yeah, we're going to come
by my brother-in-law from Pakistan, and I'm not really happy.
Yeah, take that, he sucks.
Nah, dude, just calm down. No.
Are you being serious?
I'm being absolutely 1,000%.
Pissed me off.
Do you want to talk to him?
Yes.
I want to know what color shirt he's wearing, because I'm about to be in there to talk to him.
Oh, you'll recognize him.
He got a name tag on?
Yep.
Okay.
We're going to come out there, beat your ass, and the lady looks over, she looks over to her manager and goes, dude.
Fucking piss me off.
Dude.
Well, we'll see you in a couple minutes.
This is going to suck for everybody.
Okay, well, I'm leaving in a couple minutes, so if you could just wait 10 minutes, that'd be great.
Major hit him with the la-la-la-la-la-la, man.
Oh, yeah, that was like Carlos or some shit. Yeah, man, I was like pissed off in the corner. Yeah, that man, I forgot about that one.
Oh, man.
That's good shit, man. But, man, bro, yeah, we're going to have to catch up again, man, or get your ass down in the basement, man.
Yeah, yeah.
For real.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man. It's super good to hear your voice, man. Everybody been asking, and we still get tweets to this day.
Just got one day before yesterday.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, people will be happy,
that's
bro.
That's what's up.
All right,
that's
man.
What's up. Yeah. The last minute of your life. Enjoy it. The overtime. This is the overtime with Fro.
Overtime, yeah, man.
I'm going to go fall in this pool.
Hey, smack a booty cheek for me.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Set right. Flicks. Set
yes,
flicks.
Sir.
All right, bro.
Peace. Oh, man. So that's... There it is. So the future.
That's
real quick,
dude,
we
got to
wrap it up quick, but the future, man.
Yeah. The future is...
I mean, we look at it like we're approaching our second act, right? Yeah, so now it's time to take everything we've learned and start having fun with it. And I think a big thing that
I can't speak for you, but I know I lost sight of the people who got us here, which is our listeners and the people who support the show. And that's what I think is number one for me. And I'm
concerned about them too, because I don't want to rock the boat. I feel like we've zigged and zagged quite a bit. But think about it, man. And I'm not trying to compare us to these people, because we're not, man. Shit, what we're doing is not art, man. We're not creating music,
right?
But we try to create an experience, and we try to give, you know, we try to give you guys something that you'd want to listen to while you're at work, you know, doing your daily or exercising, whatever the fuck it is you're doing, driving in to work in the morning. But dude, I think the people that I respect the best, whether it's music or otherwise, even sports, reinvent themselves and evolve and change with the times. If you stay stagnant and keep doing the same shit continuously, eventually it's just going to fizzle out, man.
Right.
So I know the format's changed. I know people got accustomed to getting, you know, 3 hours worth of shit every couple weeks or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But, dog, man, we're older.
Yeah.
We got kids.
Yep. We're losing hair. You never had
shit,
hair.
I mean, that's been
people in the chat can't long see because the glare off your head.
Yeah, man, shining. But you got to change, bro. We can't keep doing what we did. Right. So it's like, you know what I mean? You gotta change. You gotta evolve. And I'm just hoping that the people that's, you know, been here with us, and anyone that hasn't experienced us yet, and maybe this will be the first episode you hear, man. I hope you latch on, and I hope you enjoy the ride, man. But for those of y'all that's the long timers, man. Stick with us, man. For real. Trust us. You know, hopefully we've earned that over the however many years you've been listening, man. And, you know, shit, we're going to try not to let you down, because we want y'all to laugh. We want y'all to have fun with us. But it's got to, you know, got to keep moving and got to keep evolving. But I think the one thing that's come out of it is we both love it too much to step away.
Absolutely.
For good. It's,
I man, love this
that
shit.
That fucking year off was supposed to be, no, it was torture. So it's all good, man. This is some shit. This is an old track too, man. This ain't even new. This is something we spun like long time. This goes back to the hood hype days, man. But it's from a dude who's fucking graduated from this to like now he's doing bigger and better shit, man. And it's a producer that's at the tops of
can I guess?
Artists. Yeah, take a stab at it.
Black Milk.
Nope.
Damn.
In the neighborhood, kind of. Not in the neighborhood, but that level.
Odyssey.
Yeah.
Oh shit, I did it.
Yeah. You want to guess which project?
I gotta think about that one.
Woo! You remember this shit, man? It's gratitude, man. And we gracious for y'all, man. We out of here, man. We'll be back.
Food on the table. For all the times my mom was a neighbor, but still she did it, my nigga, I'm thankful. Homie, I grew up in the crib, no color TV and cable. With plans in Disneyland was the fable. With no name brand was the brand label. But through it all, my nigga, I'm thankful. Figured my real pops was my step pops, cause he step high. My step pops was the nigga that was dead for us. From day to day to show that he cared for us. He made a way to cop all the wares for us. The bills was paid, the meals was prepared for us. And no being in the Riz was a red boy, still we got through, that's real talk. I'm just keeping it real, y'all.
I'm thankful for all that I have. I've been through some good times and some bad. It's cause of everything I've been through, it made me who I am. I said I'm thankful for all that I have. I've been through some good times and some bad. It's cause of everything I've been through, everything I've been through.
For the ups and the downs, for all the tribulations and the trials that make me the man I am now. Or make sure my kids have more smiles than frowns and see more beaches than Coney Isle. So that mean more bleacher seats filled by the thousands, more passport stamps, tour vans and miles. To not give thanks for this to be found, and that's not how I get down. So I wanna take this time to shout my creator for giving me the opportunity to live greater. The focus and drive prescribed to be major. The dopeness from I describe me a banger. We all doing bad, let's find new behavior. The search from within to find you a savior. So do you make the cash dog or a maker? Let's break free for a break us.
I'm thankful for all that I have. I've been through some good times and some bad times. It's cause of everything I've been through, it made me who I am. I'm thankful for
right, I never change, but the world will. Thrown at me, I repel, cause the nerves fail. I prevail with preventions, prefer to sense it from the trenches of hell, so the world real. An odyssey mentioned within the same sentence is a given, like thanks when the birds kill. Selling rock out the Plymouth, dogs and cops living life, love without a limit, hardly not. I'm on the block with Obama on the white tee, hoping white tees don't stop with the vote drama. We need change, we've been overcharged, check the receipt. See McCain is on the Bogart, repping for seats. Lucky for me, I've been able to live through these 8 years. Can't say the same for my peeps. Through the ups and the downs and the stop like the down, we gon' make it to the celebration out in the streets.
I'm thankful for all that I have. I've been through some good times and some bad times, and because of everything I've been through, it made me who I am. Oh, yeah. I'm thankful for all that I have. I've been through some good times and some bad.
Basement.